B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time for some morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
Well, you gotta know what I was thinking about. But in addition, I don't know if I should trot this out now. I might as well, because it's really what I was thinking this morning. You know, these kids, they don't appreciate sports, the game. I can't get my kids to watch games. And it's driving me insane.
Wait, are you trying to say, hey, come watch the Phils or the Sixers?
Yeah, nothing. But Massimo,
Baseball.
I want to be a baseball player. Okay, dude. Well, you got to watch games, right? You got to watch games. Like, you got to watch a little. You got to understand. Listen, I'm not. You don't want to play, don't play. Like, whatever. That's my point. You want to play, you're into it. Well, then get caught.
Yeah, because you'll learn a thing or two watching the game.
Right.
Sure.
Learn the game. Think the game. Baseball's a thinking man's game. You got to understand the game. You're 8. I'm not saying you got to be an expert in it, but you got to start learning. If you care about it and you want to play it, you got to learn it.
So let me ask you. I'll go inside the house of Anthony L. Gargano.
Yeah, it's me by myself with Gagooch.
But do you?
My only friend is Gagooch.
Do you ask, like, what's Massimo's response when you say, "Hey, come watch the game"?
Sounds good, Daddy. Yes, Daddy.
And then what? Does he just disappear?
Yeah, then he ghosts me.
So when do you ask him?
I don't know, dude. Yo, dude, game's on.
I mean, you almost have to pick him up first pitch and sit him on the couch.
Yeah, it was the other night. Because he didn't, I don't know, what night, whatever night it was. We had a game last night, but I don't know.
Yeah, but this is bothering you, I can tell.
It does bother me. And it brought up, and the reason why I bring it up too is my man Francesco, how about this? He says, so I have a little cousin who picked me to be his confirmation. He's like his guy, he stood for him,
mm-hmm.
confirmation.
Yeah.
And so he goes, I always get him a birthday and a Christmas gift. So last year, he's a big Sixers fan. He got him to tickets to a game, right? He said, this year, he asked me, could he get him a LaMelo Ball jersey?
Ew.
Yes.
Ew.
So Francesco, being the great Sixer fan that he is, said, absolutely not. But these punks. See these punks? You know what it is? They're distracted.
Now, again, LaMelo looks like he's like 12, so maybe they connect with him.
Hey, listen, Anthony on Instagram said the same thing. I told you, like, they won't even go near him, because he plays center.
Yeah, because he's not pulling up from midcourt. Ew, really? A LaMelo Ball jersey?
Yes.
Now, listen, don't get me wrong. He impressed me this year before he got hurt, but you want a Hornets jersey? That's the other thing. You want a Hornets jersey?
By the way, it's not okay to be a LaMelo Ball fan. You're a Sixer fan.
Correct.
You can appreciate LaMelo Ball, but you can't get his jersey. They don't even understand the rules.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
It is gross. Massimo's gross.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. He'll get there. I hope. Soon.
Can't stand him.
He's loving baseball. He's got to get into the game.
You want to play the game, you got to learn the game.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. I did learn a lot watching.
You do. You can think and understand it. You know?
Huh. I don't know how to solve that.
Well, he's in a slump, too. So you better solve that.
Anthony Marinovich. My first thought was...
He goes, can I get a Slurpee? I go,
no.
Slurpee. You think you deserve a Slurpee?
I got to play you a video. There's a guy, I don't know what he does, but every once in a while he'll post a video with like the really strong Delco accent.
Right.
And he did it regarding his baseball, like his son.
I love it.
This is Delco dads at a baseball game. I'll play it. I got to clean it up. But he was like, you think you deserve a ride home today? You struck out. It's actually hysterical. I was dying, dying watching it the other day. So I'll play it on the other side.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
But yeah, my first thought today was, why did I do that to myself last night? I had a good time yesterday. My buddy Jack was back from college from, he's going to PT school. So, first time I saw him since Christmas, and, it was Cinco de Mayo. So.
Yeah, you're hurt. I knew you were hurting today.
Yeah, I got.
That's why I kind of leave you alone today.
I got in the parking lot.
You notice I've taken the heat off you today.
It's fine. You can bring it on. I got to the parking lot around.
To give you solid, Holmes.
Well, I appreciate it. I was in the parking lot at 8:40 today. I didn't get out of the car.
I know. I was talking to you. I was sitting in the car, too.
Usually, I come inside, and we're on the phone, all that kind of stuff, and I get all my stuff ready. I just sat there in the heat, in the sun. I was like, I need this right now. So, yeah. It was one of those, why did I do that to myself on a Wednesday night kind of moments. I forgot to drink the water before I went to bed, which that kind of didn't help.
No good, bro.
And yesterday...
That's a rookie mistake.
I'm learning this as I'm getting older, because when you were younger, you can bounce back no problem, right? It's not that I'm that old, but I think I'm starting to make that turn. So I worked out right before I went to the bar, too, which was a problem. So I was dehydrated, went to the bar, and my hydration was beer and shots and tequila. And,
dude.
You know.
You gotta know, dude.
Yeah. So I didn't really plan out day too well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta at least put a little effort.
Yeah, no. I put an effort.
No.
To have a good time.
But you gotta prep it up.
Yeah. I did no prep.
You always gotta do prep.
I did no prep yesterday. And then it was at the point where like I had one eye open. I was like, all right, time for bed. And that was that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Because we were both talking on the phone, and we were both sitting in the car.
Yeah. It's a good time. It was a nice conversation.
I like the car.
I hate being on the car phone.
Why?
It doesn't sound good sometimes. It cuts in and out.
I love the car. I like the car.
I want to get out of the car.
I'll be living in it.
Do you think you can live in a car?
No. No,
I hate the car. I love that my drive is like 5 minutes. It's nice.
I
like a road trip.
All right. No, my only point is like the solitude. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess you don't know what I'm saying because it's just you and Christy, so.
That's true.
610-632-0975.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.